What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I saw an interview where you said you kind of don't have many off-court hobbies. You're just like all hoop.
Yeah,
is that legit? Can you kind of expand on that?
No, it's really what it is, though. It's not much to explain. It's everything I'm doing is basketball related, unless I just got a book, so I'm trying to expand a little bit into reading. But everything is basketball related, unless I'm either listening to music, on the phone with friends, sleep, and that's probably about it.
What do you listen to?
And what's the book?
It's a Detroit artist named V's and a little bit of Lucky and J. Cole.
Okay.
How about the book? What?
I got it. It's called Untethered Soul.
Untethered Soul?
Yeah, The Untethered Soul. Somebody said.
Doesn't have a lot of other interests, hobbies. Chase Hughes asked that question. That was the answer from the Wizards' first of two first-round picks last night. Trey Johnson, a 6'5.5" shooter. Scorer. I think he's more than just a shooter from Texas. Chase is with us right now. Of course, Chase writes for Monumental Sports. You can follow Chase on X on Twitter at Chase DC Sports. So let's just start. What did you with the overall takeaway from last night? Did you like what they did at 6 and then 21 after the trade back? What are your thoughts on Trey Johnson and Will Riley?
I did. First of all, it's funny you play that sound. He's going to make my job a little bit harder because, you know, that is my job to kind of find out what these guys are like off the court and tell stories about them. So it's no big deal. I'll figure some things out. But, yeah in terms of Trey Johnson starting there, I think you have to like the value at 6th overall and the fit. You know, I thought he wasn't going to be there 6th overall. I've been on a lot of shows over the past few weeks in this market mentioning him with the caveat that I don't think he's going to make it to 6. And my instincts over the years have usually been pretty good about, like, okay, this guy's a top five talent. He's not going to get past, you know, X pick. I didn't think he was going to get past Utah at 5. They unexpectedly took Ace Bailey, who reportedly didn't want to go there. They still took him anyways. And that paved the way for the Wizards to get a guy who I thought was the 4th best prospect in this draft. A tremendous 3-point shooter, both off the catch and off the dribble. And the reason why I like the fit is because they went defense with their first two picks under this new front office with Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar. Right. So even though they're not great defensively, I see the path towards a good defense. They hadn't really added someone with this high of an offensive ceiling, so I like that. And then Will Riley, I think, is just taking a big swing for the fences. I don't expect him to show, you know, all of his talent in year one, but he was a big-time recruit going into college. You know, maybe 3 years from now, that looks like a lottery ticket that hit.
There were reports, Chase, you know, earlier in the week that the Wizards were reaching out to teams in front of them with the, you know, desire potentially to trade up. A, do you think that's accurate? B, who do you think they were trading up for?
I do think that's accurate. And what I would say about that is they have shown a propensity to be aggressive in trading on draft night and sometimes trading up. You know, they traded up to get Bilal Coulibaly. They traded right to get Bub Carrington. They traded to get Keyshawn George. It's something that they like to do. And Will Dawkins has said on the record, his philosophy is You set your board, you find out who you want, and then you figure out how to go get them. If I were to look at a prospect that went ahead of them, that maybe, you know, if I were to speculate, okay, that guy would have been a fit. Maybe VJ Edgecombe, maybe Dylan Harper. I'm sure the price was really high to go after those guys. But they would have just fit really well if the Wizards were in position to draft them. But I think they were going to be in a good spot either way at sixth overall. And I said this on lottery night as everyone was sort of processing the shock. Obviously, Wizards fans were very disappointed. I said, well, this is a team that needs offense. They were 30th in offense. And all the guys in their range present really high offensive ceilings. If it wasn't Trey Johnson, maybe it was going to be Ace Bailey. Maybe it was going to be Jeremiah Fears. At the time, I thought Derek Queen was a distinct possibility. All those guys, I could see them becoming 20-point-per-game scorers down the road. Now, obviously, all of them won't be, but they have that potential. And so I think the Wizards were in a good position, and it ended up working out pretty well for them with Trey Johnson.
If Fears had gone to Utah at 5 and Bailey had been on the board, do you think it still would have been Trey Johnson?
It's a close call. I think they liked Ace Bailey. I think he fit and a lot of what they like. I think he checked off a lot of boxes for them with the positional size and the shooting and the athleticism. They didn't encounter that scenario. I could have seen them going with Bailey if they had the option. But Trey Johnson, I think, is going to be better than Ace Bailey, honestly. And there's probably people listening might be shocked by that. But there are quite a few question marks with Ace Bailey that aren't there for Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson, you know, Ace Bailey, his biggest strength is probably his shooting. Trey Johnson is an appreciably better shooter than Ace Bailey. He also tested better at the combine. There's reason to believe he's a more athletic player. As athletic as Ace Bailey appears on the screen when you watch him, Trey Johnson, you know, performs better at the combine. And I think he plays a winning style of basketball. I think his off-ball movement, you know, I've been throwing Devin Booker out there as like a best case scenario, and that's the player that he's modeled his game after. But sort of walking around my house this morning, I thought, well, Richard Hamilton, remember Richard Hamilton? The Wizards drafted him.
Yeah.
They mistakenly traded him, and he won a championship with the Detroit Pistons. The way he moves off the ball and the way he shoots off the catch, it's not unlike Richard Hamilton.
Well, I'm with you, and we took calls, and I was not an Ace Bailey guy, and I was a Trey Johnson guy, so I'm thrilled they did what they did. I'm curious, though, when we get to the second, you know, pick at 18. First of all, do you think that there was any player within range that they were interested in, because they do have a history of trading and trading up to get players they wanted? You know, Derek Queen would have been phenomenal. He went 13. Before we get to what they did at 18, do you think there was anybody within range that was a possibility for them on a trade up?
Derek Queen is a name that stands out. I know that they scouted him heavily. They liked him. I don't know what the price would have been to go up from 18 to 13. You know, they decided to trade back, get extra second-round picks. So they'll have the pick 43rd overall tonight. So, you know, they had lost their second-round pick. Now they move back into the second round. So they're going to get a third player. And so that's the route they chose. But, yeah, that's the name that stands out. I mean, some of the other guys, I like the prospects. Some of the guys that got picked ahead of them, I also like Thomas Sorber quite a bit, who went to Oklahoma City. I think that's really interesting because they have such a great track record. And I think he could end up, you know, maybe replacing Isaiah Hartenstein down the road as sort of the big body shot blocker. So I like that. But whether the Wizards liked him and considered trading up, I'm not sure.
Before, we're talking to Chase Hughes, of course, from Monumental Sportsnet. Before we learned that they had traded back with Utah, what were you hoping they would do at 18? When we got to 18, before you knew they had traded the pick based on what was on the board?
A few guys who I liked that ended up going a little bit later than expected were Neat Clifford and Jace Richardson. Neat Clifford, I thought, you know, maybe with that second pick, the Wizards could go with a more experienced player, you know, and think in terms of like, all right, next season they're probably not going to be competing for the playoffs. But what about the season after that? Like, you know, a guy like Neat Clifford, I was really impressed with him. You know, I was really focusing on that pick to sort of glean like which direction were they going to go in terms of their timeline and the strategy. What would it tell us about what they think about not next season, but the season after? Mm. And they decided to go with another sort of relatively raw prospect who's a long-term play. But another guy I liked who ended up going to the Magic where his father played is Jace Richardson.
Yep.
Because the other day I just published a story, monumentalsportsnetwork.com, where I dove into the analytics and looked at some categories that don't show up in the box score to try to see, all right, who's really good at things that we may not realize, who might have to work on things. And Jace Richardson just aced basically everything. And he went underlooked because he was only 6'5" without undersized. But he's super athletic. He's really good around the rim. He finished at a higher percentage around the rim than Derek Queen and Thomas Sorber. And he was one of the best three-point shooters from NBA range. So I thought, oh, wow, he's interesting, but also not maybe a good fit for the Wizards, who like positional size and don't go for shorter players.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about Richardson and Will Riley, because I talked about both of them on the shows leading up to the draft, is they played in systems, too, that were very NBA. Brad Underwood, Tom Izzo, play up tempo, and their guys tend to be ready for the league, even though both of them are obviously very young players. So they trade back, and they take Will Riley. Your thoughts on Will Riley?
He's interesting because he's very big for his skill set. He's 6'8" without shoes, which means he's going to be like almost 6'10" on the court. And he's a wing. And he's got a lot of energy, a high motor. And what's been interesting, the more I learn about him since the Wizards drafted him, is that, you know, he was a big time recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And he played a bit of a different role in college than he played at the AAU ranks. Will Dawkins remarked about this last night, that he played a lot more on the ball, especially in the EYBL circuit. And my colleague Chris Miller just sent me an interview he did with Brad Underwood, who's the head coach at Illinois, and I'm going to type up a story about it. But he said some pretty amazing things. Obviously, you know, a head coach.
Underwood said amazing things about Will Riley. What did he say?
Yeah, so he said he's going to be an all-star someday. And the most interesting thing he said, in my opinion, was that he has coached a lot of players over the years. Will Riley is the second most talented offensive player he's ever coached, only to Michael Beasley. I guess Brad Underwood, I didn't realize, was an assistant at Kansas State. I guess Frank Martin was probably the head coach.
Yeah, Martin.
So, and Michael Beasley, you know, it didn't work out in the NBA, but he was an unbelievable college player, right? Especially as an offensive talent. And we're still hearing his name today in these one-on-one circuits. But, yeah, that's what he said. He said that basically they played him as a point guard in the second unit. And he is really, really good at anticipation, both on offense and defense. And that, you know, basically they didn't explore all of his offensive talents because they had him in the second unit, and he played a role, and he was really good. He was the sixth man of the year in the Big Ten. But it sounds like there's a lot more under the surface in terms of his playmaking capabilities.
That's really interesting. Brad Underwood, and I watch a lot of Big Ten and a lot of the Big Ten press conferences. Brad Underwood tends to be and can be prone to hyperbole. But what was true about Will Riley down the stretch is he was basically playing starters minutes, and he played really well in some of their big games, including their tournament win against Xavier, and just became more noticeable as the season went on to anybody watching Big Ten and Illinois in particular. All right, so they do have 43 tonight, so they're back into the second round after dealing the second rounder to New Orleans as part of the Jordan Poole deal the other day. What do you think they're looking for tonight?
I think it would make sense if they picked a big man. You know, they've gotten a lot of wings, a lot of guards. They do have Alex Starr and Tristan Vucevic, and Rashawn Holmes is, you know, under contract. They could go out in free agency and get a big man, but they could also probably use another big man in their development program to balance things out. And the best players still on the board are big men. Now, whether they're still going to be there at 43, I'm not sure, but Maxime Reyneau of Stanford really stands out to me. He's about 7'1". Played 4 years in college, really developed his three-point shot. Great motor, great aggression, especially on offense. I mean, that guy, like, he just jumps off the screen how he attacks the rim, how he can make plays off the dribble. Rashear Fleming of St. Joseph's, I'm really surprised he didn't go in the first round. He's one of the best shooters in this draft, one of the more versatile players in this draft. And then another big man, just to stick with the trend here, Ryan Kalkbrenner of Creighton, four-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, averaged like 3 blocks a game in college. And I'll actually throw one more name out there. He might not be there at 43, but Noah Penda of France. He's a 20-year-old, big body, really strong, really aggressive, high motor, plays physical. I think the Wizards could use a player like that. He's a two-way player, but we'll see if he gets to 43.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner, we've talked a lot about. I also think the kid from Michigan, the other big, Golden, is an interesting prospect. If they decide to go big like you think they might. All right. So what do we have? I mean, we got a lot of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. You know, when they suit up for, you know, game number one next October, give me your, you know, hunch right now on starting five and then, you know, the first three or four players off the bench.
Ooh, man, it's going to be tough to predict before free agency because, you know, all veteran players are sort of penciled in. The guys who I think are definitely going to get a lot of playing time would be Bub Carrington. You know, Chris Middleton, if he's on the roster, I think he's probably going to be in the starting lineup. Marcus Smart, if he's on the roster, last year they had him coming off the bench. He seemed to be okay with that role, and I thought he was really effective at it. Alex Starr, certainly going to get a lot of minutes. Bilal Coulibaly. After that, I have some question marks. You know, I wonder, you know, that now that, like, Will Riley's in the mix, is there going to be a little bit more competition? You know, Keyshawn George, I thought, really played pretty well last year, but
me too.
You know, his shooting percentage was sub 40 from the field. He was a really good shooter before that, but I think there's going to be a little bit more competition now, and that might be, you know, interesting to watch because I think there still is going to be the runway for the young players to play a ton of minutes and get a ton of shots, but they have so many of them now, you might not be able to play them all, and that could create, I think, a healthy level of competition. You know, maybe it's Will Riley and Keyshawn George sort of going for the same minutes. Is Corey Kispert part of the mix? Justin Champigny is a guy who I like. There's a lot of names I could throw out there, and I think that there's just a few young guys who I feel confident will get minutes, and then after that, it's anyone's guess.
If you can't speak to the trade the other day, just tell me you can't. I know that, you know, it's not official until, you know, early next month. But if you can, what did you make of it? And what do you think the goal is? To be active in free agency next summer or just to create a ton of flexibility next summer?
Yeah, I do have to note that it is unofficial. And, you know, we'll see because sometimes these trades, you know, they lead to other trades. Like, you know, Chris Paul was technically a Wizard for a brief period of time, right?
So right.
We'll have to see. I think the draft dictates a lot of things for the Wizards. Now they've got a guard in Trey Johnson who is going to have to play a lot and probably shoot a lot. So I think that's going to dictate their plans at the guard position. But, you know, it looks like the Wizards are really favoring salary cap flexibility. And it's interesting when you just consider the value sometimes of absorbing contracts and how that can get you first round picks in some cases. Like that's what happened with Marcus Smart at the trade deadline. You know, they got Marcus Smart, who's a good player, and they got a first round pick that yielded them Will Riley. And so that seems to be a very valuable trade. So the value has been proven there. And I think the Wizards are, you know, it's kind of a new world for us, right? We've been evaluating this team for a while. The idea of them maybe having some of the cleanest books in the league, a little foreign after, you know, some of the messes that they've encountered with contracts that didn't work out. So I think that's what it's all about, is just flexibility and continuing to sort of be nimble and position themselves to take advantage of those types of opportunities.
Thank you for doing this. Hope you're well. Chase Hughes, everybody, from Monumental Sports. Talk to you soon, Chase.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks.
At Chase DC Sports on X on Twitter. Interesting night last night. And yeah, it is interesting. Like, if they go big, there are a couple of college players, if you watched a lot of college basketball, that could be very familiar, that could end up getting picked by the Wizards at 43 overall tonight. I guess it's worth paying attention to. I will be. If you want to weigh in on what the Wizards did in round one, Trey Johnson, Will Riley, did you like it? Didn't you like it? Who would you have rather seen go at 6 or at 18 or at 21? Phone lines are open. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Wizards draft recap thoughts. What you liked, what you didn't like. Phone lines are open. We've got more Will Dawkins, too, when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. And don't forget, we have the Team 980 YouTube channel where you can watch this show and Craig Hoffman's show from 4 to 7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.